So let's turn our attention now to ex situ conservation. And this is where you take a species out of its natural habitat in order to prevent its extinction. And when and why would we do this? Well, often it's really a last resort. It tends to be the thing people do when extinction feels inevitable unless you do some kind of intervention. And you guys have, I think, heard before of the 50-500-5000 rule. It's in your textbook. But basically, you know, studies have tried to estimate, well, what is the minimum? When is extinction inevitable? And oftentimes we feel like, well, when you get down to 50 or 100 individuals, there's a lot of problems of small populations that creep in, and sometimes some kind of intervention is going to be inevitable necessary in order to let that population rebound. So 50 is kind of the lower limit for having a species able to rebound. If they can reach 500 or so, then they may be able to survive and reproduce viable offspring. And better yet, if you can get 5,000 individuals in a population, then you've probably got enough genetic diversity that you've retained their adaptive ability against things like climate change and future change in their resilience. So the 50, 500, 5,000 rule I'm calling here the rebound, survive, and adapt numbers for what population sizes need to be. So if they get lower than that, you know, there becomes an urgent need to boost the population size in order to prevent extinction. And so sometimes the only way is to take that species out and try to increase its numbers through captive breeding, with the goal, of course, of reintroducing or restocking that animal later on. Ex situ conservation is expensive. A captive rhino costs 50 times more to take care of than a wild rhino out in its habitat. And furthermore, if the goal is reintroduction, you can produce as many pandas and as many little bobcats here as you want. But if your goal is to reintroduce them, you need to think hard about reducing the threats that made them their numbers decline so precipitously in the first place. Because you won't be able to reintroduce a bunch of animals if the carrying capacity has been reduced so much through habitat loss. You must address those original threats and ensure that when you reintroduce those species, they'll be able to survive and reproduce.